unto him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and queens unto God and his Father. To him be all the glory and dominion, both now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. I have lived in 8 different states, and over a half of a lifetime in Newark, Delaware, besides having been an overnight guest in even more states. And in all of my travels, I've never come upon a church with a set of golden bronze bells such as these. We missed their sounds for a long time. But now, thanks be to God, all 18 are ringing again. Surely, you are justly proud of this historic carillon. And I want to add my special thanks to the many donors near and far, with their gifts large and small, to make this day possible. For a while, we couldn't hear the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, a peace on earth, goodwill toward men. And so let's get down to business. What's the purpose of these bells? Why are they up there? To ring out the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Again, to ring out the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To Edna Gardens, Waverly, Homestead, Montebello, South Alameda. A noted poet has written, "Chimes like these must have a mission, as they sound both far and near, stirring memories long forgotten by their message strong and clear." The gospel. What's that? In a nutshell, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might believe. God so loved the world. Notice, St. John didn't say God so loved the church, even though the church is a part of the world. And I can appreciate to this very day the 4-part harmony that John Stainer put these words into for choral singing. The gospel. For the benefit of the children here, I'm going to use 3 letters, S-O-S. We call that an acrostic. S-O-S, the law shows us our sin, the gospel shows us our Savior. And where did I learn that? In that room right over there behind the organ, over 70 years ago. And so the law shows us our sin. We have sinned against ourselves, against others, against God. The wages of sin is death, God declares. The soul that sins shall die. And so to break God's law and sin brings everlasting death. Separation from loved ones, separation from God. For the Lord God says, "I, the Lord your God, am holy. You shall be holy." We can't do it. I can't. You can't. We can't save ourselves from the oblivion of hell. Then there's also the gospel, which shows us our Savior. There is one and only one who has kept God's law perfectly, the only true God, the one true man, Jesus Christ, our blessed Savior and Master. who not only saves the soul, but heals the body. Surely he bore our griefs and carried our sorrows on that terrible cross. His victory over sin and death and Satan means the forgiveness of all of our sins, a fresh start to our life, a new fresh start. You know, God treats us as though he treats you, as though you have never done a single thing wrong in your entire life. How does that make you feel? That's the gospel. Because he was obedient unto death, the death of the cross, therefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Let this servant attitude and this humble mind be in you. Keep reminding yourself of this. The servant mind, the servant attitude. As St. Paul declares to the Philippians, let this mind also be in you. On Easter, Mary told others about Jesus' resurrection. Others told their friends, and their friends told the world that God had made this Jesus, crucified by wicked and wayward hands, both Lord and Christ. He, the ever living and ever dying Lord of all. In the city of Philadelphia, there's a crack in the Liberty Bell. It doesn't ring anymore. Is that the way it is with us? Our song isn't sung, our bell isn't ringing, our voice isn't heard. The bells over your head are stationary. They don't go elsewhere in the city or out into the country. But you yourselves are God's bells. Where you go, whatever you do. If one of you talks to another, okay? One of you talks to another person, and after 6 months, that person becomes a Christian, and those two in 6 months win two more, and those four in 6 months, four more. After 16 years, there would be 4 billion new Christians. You are God's bells. Who and what are you singing for? Our risen and ascended Lord gives us the mandate, the encouragement. Go therefore into all the world and make disciples of every person, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And lest we be fearful of that task, he adds his presence, lo, I will be with you always, even to the end of the world. 75 or 80 feet above us, this Carolina bells, with brand new electromechanical devices and clappers, intone and proclaim the gospel message to our neighbors round about. Such tunes as, a mighty fortress is our God. Christ, you are the sure foundation. O God, our help in ages past. Now thank we all our God. Stand up for Jesus. Sweet hour of prayer. In the hour of trial. Hosanna, loud Hosanna, the little children sang. I love to tell the story, and not to be excluded, that great and wonderful congregational hymn, Thee will I love, my strength, my tower. I'm going to give you an invitation. Invite your buddies to the house of God and the gates of heaven, this place. Sound forth a changeless Christ for a changing world. Go ringing on the mountain that Jesus Christ is Lord. And by the way, who was the male singer in the movie The Bells of St. Mary's? We're harking back to 1945 to an Academy Award winner. The male singer in The Bells of St. Mary's. Come on now.
Bing Crosby.
Huh?
Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby. You got it. Now before I close, because I may not get another chance to say it, for heaven's sake, renew and upgrade your men's room. I mean the ceiling, the walls, the partitions, the loose paint in the hall. You are the only city church with a men's room whose major plumbing in 8 years will be 100 years old. This restroom should appear better than those of the Best Western Hotel and of your favorite doctor's office. And if it takes more than amateur skills, go find a good professional to work with you. I ask you, where do visitors first come when they arrive here at church? To the church office? To the restroom. A church of this magnificence, yea, deserves better. The sainted Adolf John Steemke, pastor for 35 years who engineered and maintained this place, the old Germans called him Steemke, putting a CH in between the S and the T. And his wife said, no, it's Steemke. She insisted. Anyway, he had a motto, maybe some of you remember it, nothing but the best for the Lord. Huh? He wanted more for others than for himself. And when I visited his grave in Watertown, Wisconsin, I expected to see a chapel built to his memory. No, just a little headstone with his name engraved on it, the year of his birth, the year of his death. That's all. So, make visitors feel welcome in these restrooms. See that they are ADA compliant. You know what that means. And these bells also have a civic use. There was an Army-Navy game at the stadium, just up the hill, on the Saturday of Thanksgiving weekend, 1949. And as the Navy team members came marching up 33rd Street, the pastor played Anchors Away on the bells. Can you imagine? Civic use of the bells. How about Sunday evening bell concerts just before dusk? You could call them church bells at sunset. 15 minutes of secular music, 15 minutes of sacred music. You come. Invite your neighbors to the concerts in good weather. Bring lawn chairs or blankets to sit on. This church, and there's a cornerstone out front, is built on the rock of our faith, Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone, the world's only Savior and Redeemer. How many times haven't you sung? And a few minutes ago, we sang it again. Even when steeples are falling, crumpled as spires in every land, bells still are chiming and calling the young and the old to rest. Calling the young and the old to rest. Lean back and rest in the Savior's arms. Put aside all distractions. Bask in the promise of Jesus. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Neither be afraid. Just before this edifice was built, and maybe it was 10 years before, the Baltimore City line was at North Avenue. And whatever was north of that street was out in the country. And then the line was moved temporarily. You can draw a horizontal line from Bedford Square through 43rd Street, through the Morgan College campus, through Immanuel Lutheran Cemetery in Hamilton. But the line was moved again north of Northern Parkway, and that's where it resides today. What an opportunity. What an opportunity to reach people moving into the new developments that was. That era, my friends, is over. This is a new era when people are reached through electronic devices. And through it all, and all that you think, do, and say, Jesus invites, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. And again, fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good will, good pleasure, to give you the kingdom. God grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen.